I remember seeing photos of the Japanese wearing masks and walking around Tokyo streets during some virus outbreak a few years ago. It made me uncomfortable. I can't exactly put into words how it made me feel. Awed and sad don't really come close. Scary, perhaps. Even pity for those almost faceless people walking from subways to their home. What a shame they live in a place that's so unsafe, I thought. How fortunate I am in America, land of the free, home of the brave. Then I stuck my head in the sand and changed the channel. I was much younger then. In late 2009, the CDC reported an estimated 50 million Americans had been infected with the H1N1 virus. You remember, the swine flu. According to Wikipedia, an estimated 10,000 Americans had died from it. These numbers, though, weren't alarming to me. I wasn't worried. Sure, it was on the daily news, but it never consciously crossed my radar screen. I hope my parents were careful, but it wasn't important to me. It's not that I thought I wouldn't catch it. It's more that I wasn't thinking about it at all. I didn't wear a mask. That'd make me look silly. I had a reputation and a career. I was only in my mid-50s, and I still felt pretty invincible, even if I had caught it. It only affected old and sickly people anyway. I remember a fellow that I worked with, well-respected, and I thought it odd how he was such a freak about keeping his hands clean. He always had a bottle of hand sanitizer, always whipping it out. He'd warn us, we'd better be careful. A year later, he retired. You see, he'd been in his 60s. When swine flu hit. That flu came and went. Ebola, another virus, caught my attention back in December of 2013, however. I can't tell you why exactly. Maybe it was that the virus was so hideous, and the name sounded like a death sentence, like Black Death. Ebola. I followed it, but still felt safe and secure. No one ever got Ebola in Oklahoma that I remember. I was safe again. Ebola? Came and went. I remember first hearing about coronavirus in China. There was an angst when reporters talked about it, but rarely do these things ever make their way to my backyard. I watched it spread, though. It had my attention from the get-go. Other than the fact that this virus is so pervasive, there's about 360 reported cases in the KECO listening area, there is a different fact demanding my attention. You see, I turned 65. It's easier to scoff when you're younger. Deadly viruses come and go, but they take on a new perspective for me now. I see them from a different angle, an angle of my own mortality that I never thought about back when. If I get a virus now, I might not be so lucky as I was at 45 or even 55. What's more, I have my mom and dad living with me now. They're in their 90s. So this virus, I follow. I've seen the 150,000 American deaths pile up. Is this virus more serious? Less deadly? Is it milder than the common flu? You know, all this doesn't really matter to me. What does matter is my mortality, how it could impact me. I know this virus could kill. And if I would get it, I would infect three other loved ones almost immediately. We avoid contact with others. It only takes one poorly timed contact. We stay in. If we go out for necessities, you betcha we're at least 6 feet away, if not more. We wear masks. I hope you do too, especially for the folks in your life older than you. Remember, someday you'll be older too. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.